Dr. Pam Popper, 614-523-8716. Good morning, everybody. During the last few years, I've been taking a stronger and stronger stand against the use of antidepressant, anti-anxiety, and antipsychotic drugs. They're useless, dangerous, and addictive, and they're inappropriate even for those with serious conditions like schizophrenia. Schizophrenia is a condition that is characterized by hallucinations and delusional thinking, an inability to properly process information, and it's notoriously resistant to treatment. Patients eventually degenerate to the place where they have absolutely no quality of life. They're drugged and they're unable to engage in life at all. And the side effects of the drugs are so heinous that compliance is an issue. Few will stick with the drugs, which causes the delusions and hallucinations to begin again. Cognitive behavioral therapy, and you have heard me talk about this for a good number of years, has been shown to be effective in treating schizophrenia. You might remember, if you saw A Beautiful Mind, the famed mathematician John Nash was treated with CBT and was subsequently able to discontinue his medication. And a new study published in the Archives of General Psychiatry shows that CBT does work for this condition. A group of researchers at the University of Pennsylvania used CBT to work on issues like productivity, independence, and the quality and quantity of social interaction. Patients participated in weekly sessions during which they were directed to establish long-term goals such as housing, employment, and the development of relationships. And the therapist worked with the patients to address their erroneous and self-defeating belief systems. The results were very encouraging. Patients showed a 10-point improvement in function using a global assessment scale, as well as improvement in motivation and reduction in hallucinations, delusions, disorganization, and other symptoms. Now, the reason this is important is the drugs are expensive. They've never been shown to produce these or any results, for that matter. But using CBT as a method of treatment is cost-effective. And schizophrenia is the most expensive psychiatric condition to treat. So this is, you know, very this is worth looking at. And it offers, in addition to being less expensive, it really offers the patients an opportunity to improve their quality of life and the quality of life for family members who are often burdened with helping to take care of these people when they go off their medications and encounter the problems that most of them encounter in life. So, again, you know, I've been asked many times, you know, I understand what you're saying about depression and anxiety, but my gosh, certainly you don't mean we should discontinue drugging schizophrenics. They have to have their medications. And while I would support medicating somebody who's dangerous to himself and or herself and others in the immediate sense, in the long term, there are other options that can and should be utilized besides just drugging people. So all in all, very good news for schizophrenics and their families. That's all for now, and have a great day.